This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Folks, you know, I am all about those little pick-me-ups throughout the day. Whether it's tackling work tasks or conquering chores around the house, treating myself is a must. And you know what gets me smiling every time? Japanese snacks. Not only are they bursting with flavor, but their cute packaging and quirky vibes add an extra layer of fun. That is why teaming up with Boxu, a Japanese snack subscription box, has been such an absolute delight, because these are not just your run-of-the-mill grocery store snacks. Each month, Boxu brings you over 20 unique treats that you can normally find only in Japan. Plus, they throw in a nifty guide packed with info about each snack and Japanese culture. Snacking while learning? Are you kidding? It's like this was literally made for me. Oh, and each box ships free from Japan straight to your door. I happen to have a box right here, and let me tell you something. I loved the first box they sent so much, I told our ad people, please make sure that Boxu re-ups, because I gotta get another box of these snacks. First of all, check out this incredible guide here full of beautiful photos. It tells you about all the different snacks. You know, my girlfriend's gluten-free, so we can find one in here that makes sure it works for her dietary restrictions. But she's not here right now, so I'm going to make sure I eat one of the gluten-y ones. Ooh, 20th century pear biscuit. This delicate biscuit is a luxurious blend of 20th century Asian pear, rich cheese, and decadent white chocolate. Oh, it contains wheat, so that means I should eat it. All right, let me find it here. 20th century pear biscuit. Okay, here we go. Found it. 20th century pear biscuit. Cute little packaging. Let me give it a try. Oh my gosh. That is so good. Oh, the pear flavor is really strong. It's like a strong aroma. Next to this crunchy biscuit, the textural contrast is really wonderful. I mean, that is so good. And guess what? There are 19 other different snacks in here for me to try. I love this service so much. And you know why? My favorite thing about it is that they support small family-run businesses in Japan. Boxu has sourced these treats by working with over 245 small makers in Japan, helping out their businesses and helping to preserve their traditions. So if you love Japanese snacks as much as I do, and if you want to try snacks that you literally cannot get anywhere else outside of going to Japan yourself, you have got to try out Boxu. Right now, you can use the code FACTUALLY for $15 off your first order on Boxu.com. That's code FACTUALLY for $15 off your first order on Boxu.com. Tell them Adam sent you, and now I got to finish these snacks. Oh man, that's really good. I'm glad she's gluten-free so I could eat this one.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone. I am Adam Conover. You might know me from my show, Adam Ruins Everything. But now I'm going deeper as the host of the new show, Factually, coming to Earwolf on May 29th. Factually is a podcast where I interview exceptional experts to reveal shocking truths and thought-provoking new perspectives from around the world of human knowledge. We dive in with everyone from professors to Pulitzer Prize winners about topics like transportation.
So this is not a secret, but our friend Elon Musk was talking about, you know, how he will handle this concept of induced demand. Will you create this open place for cars to go? Isn't it just going to fill up with traffic? Look at the 405. And he said, I think induced demand is a red herring. Like, it's not a red herring, homie. It's science.
Guns and the Constitution.
In the founding era, remember, they didn't have police. They didn't have a standing army. They were constantly threatened from foreign countries, the hostile natives. You know, people had to call forth the militia, part of your militia. Yeah. You know, if you're a young, strapping age, Adam, not my old age, you'd be a member of the militia and you'd be called out on a regular basis.
I would be the worst militia member. I would be way in the back dragging my feet.
I don't know.
You'd be like, right, I don't want to shoot anybody.
That's okay. The guns then were so highly inaccurate.
Big tech.
People say, well, Amazon and Facebook, they're amazing products, but we don't know what we're missing. There's hundreds of companies that just aren't getting started in these spaces because, I mean, Google and YouTube are coordinating and cooperating. Imagine if we broke them up. They're going to have to pay more for cool content like yours, which probably isn't a bad thing.
Topics like sleep, poverty, trans issues in the military, the environment, and more. And, you know, I do my best to make it funny. It's an investigative comedy podcast for curious people who never stop asking questions. So go on, subscribe now to Factually with me, Adam Conover, premiering Wednesday, May 29th on Earwolf.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Fake nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.